This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. Carrington Harrison here. Brandon Kiley on the ones and twos. It was not a shock to me to learn that Brandon Kiley didn't do a lot of work but wanted to put his name on the report at the end of it. He's kind of like Bran in Game of Thrones. Didn't really do anything for much of the show. At the end of the show, just swoops in and then claims the Iron Throne. I'm not surprised at all to learn that's what you did for someone else's show. That's all you do on this show. Carrington Harrison here. Brandon Kiley is here. To my right is a sports machine, Sean Levine. How you living, my man?
You sound like you're feeling yourself today, and you should be, because yesterday you said that you could throw an NFL football 50 yards, so we took it out to the parking lot today. And that's not quite true, but you can throw an arena football 43 and a half yards. So congratulations on that.
I want to point out that, again, we can pull the audio. I said I could throw the. I said I could throw a football 45 to 50 yards.
You said you could throw 50 yards. I don't think that's hyperbole. He says he thinks he can throw the ball 100 yards. C-dot. I think he can. I'm curious. How far do you think you could throw an NFL football?
Probably 45, 50 yards, probably. Yeah, I said 45 to 50 yards.
Oh, you did say 45.
And then I went out there and I threw it 43 yards. A lot of you scoffed at me for knowing my own athletic ability, but I'm here to tell you, ha, I told you that's what I was going to do.
It was an arena football.
How far did you throw? I'm just curious.
I threw 43 yards, and I said I could throw 40.
So you said how far? You said 45 to 50, right?
Yeah.
And you threw it once again. Math machine not over here, but I'm just curious. You said 45 to 50.
Yeah, 43 is under 45 last time I checked. By the way, it was okay. An arena football, which is significantly smaller than an NFL football.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm actually prepping to get ready for the 2023 NFL draft, as I'm assuming that they're going to call my name. I assume when they have Percy Snow or Derek Alexander give the Chiefs sixth-round draft
Trizelle pick, Jenkins.
They are going to be announcing that Carrington Harrison, I'm going to be their developmental practice squad quarterback. I have no chance of being the starter. I think the Chiefs are fine at their starting quarterback situation, but I feel like a second, third option, somebody who studies film, somebody who's a team first kind of guy, certainly could be a morale glue guy. I feel like I got a shot in being the Chiefs seventh round draft pick in the 2023 NFL draft.
Yeah.
If I start working right now, it's going to be a little late to start my career. I'm going to be a 34-year-old rookie. Word to Dennis Quaid, but I got a feeling like I could maybe be a seventh-round pick whenever the draft comes to Kansas City.
I was going to say, why'd you bring up 2023 in particular?
The NFL draft is going to be here, and you asked me the question. It kind of startled me why you asked me that question. Kansas City is going to host the NFL draft in 2023, if you have missed it. That means you didn't listen to Brandon Kiley's update, which I can't really blame you for doing that. I don't listen that much either.
You're not missing much.
You definitely didn't listen because there wasn't one.
Valid point.
That actually made it the best update that he's ever done, the fact that it didn't
happen. Fair point.
Yeah.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we will actually talk to Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. He has been to a lot of these things. We'll talk to him about the NFL draft, and we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about Tyreek Hill. There was somewhat of an update in the Tyreek Hill situation, at least in regard to the NFL and the sore loser stimulus package, which the Chiefs were trying to get courtesy of the NFL, did not come through in the case of overtime rules getting changed. But first, let's talk about the NFL draft.
I feel like Kansas City's a perfect fit for the NFL draft. I really feel like anywhere in the Midwest is kind of that small town vibe. It's one thing when it goes to Philly, it's going to go to Las Vegas, it's been in New York, it's been in Chicago, but doesn't it feel like Kansas City is the type of town where some of these other big cities, when an event comes to town, they're ready to kick your ass out of there as soon as you possibly can. I've always felt like Kansas City is much more welcoming. We saw several years ago with the All-Star game, when people came to town, you didn't really hear a bad word about it. I think Kansas City and the draft are going to be a perfect marriage.
I mean, I just think a lot more than anything, it's just a volume argument. If you're in Los Angeles, if you're in Atlanta, if you're in New York, you get major events that roll through your town three, four times a year, where if you're in Kansas City, I mean, if we're being honest, aside from team events like the AFC Championship game or the World Series, which are your team is participating in them, I mean, this is the biggest event in Kansas City from a sporting perspective since the All-Star game. That was in 2012. This is an 11-year difference between the two that I think the events in Kansas City, in comparison to the cities that you name, they just mean more because they don't happen as frequently as they do in major cities.
It is. It's as big as it could get when it comes to football. We've had the AFC Championship game. We agree that you're probably not going to get a Super Bowl here in Kansas City unless you somehow get a rolling roof or add a roof or do something about that. You're not going to ever have a Super Bowl here in Kansas City. The draft is as big as it gets. And I would say, C-Dot, for my personal interest, I'm just as interested in the draft coming to Kansas City as an actual sporting event. The draft has become big time, where when it went prime time a couple of years ago, and now it's not just a one-day Saturday morning event. It lasts for a few days. I think it would be great for Kansas City. It would pump a bunch of money into the city as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I just saw the numbers from Nashville. I mean, they made over $100 million. 600,000 people kind of came to the city. I mean, Nashville did a fantastic job hosting the event. There's no doubt in my mind that Kansas City will do a good job as well. I was kind of looking at the cities that have gotten the draft since New York kind of lost their stranglehold on it.
Yeah.
It's been, I would say, one of two things. It's either been the NFL trusts that you can handle a big party. Like Las Vegas, we agree, can handle a big party as well as any city in the, maybe the world, not just in America, better than any city in the world. Las Vegas is getting the draft next year. Or you are a city that I think is crazed with football, Philadelphia, that maybe doesn't have the party town recognition the way that Las Vegas does, the way that a Miami would, the way that Los Angeles would, the way that I think Los Angeles will eventually get the NFL draft. But we agree, if we are ranking cities and their love of football, Philadelphia would be at the top. Dallas, who recently hosted the NFL draft, would be at the top. I think the NFL has sent a very clear message. If you want the draft, you either need to handle big parties well and big events the way that Las Vegas can, or you need to love football the way that Cleveland does. They're getting the NFL draft, and you need to love football the way that Kansas City does.
Do you think that Kansas City has proven, see, that they can handle the big party, and was the big party the parade a few years ago? Because you talk about the infrastructure in a place like Kansas City compared to the other places that they've had it. Remember the old Sesame Street, which one of these doesn't belong? Chicago, New York, Philly, Dallas, Las Vegas, and now it's going to be Kansas City. So it's a real test for the NFL also.
I mean, it is going to be a test for it. I mean, if Cleveland can handle it, and I've only been to Cleveland one time. We stayed there one time when I was a kid. If they think that Cleveland can handle the NFL draft, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that Kansas City is going to be capable of holding the NFL draft. I mean, it is a three-day event. This is not some two-week. This is not the Super Bowl. It is a three-week day of basically the selection of players. I have no doubt in my mind that now, given 4 years to prepare for this event, to get all your infrastructure in place, get your bathrooms in place, whatever you need in check, get the streetcar right, whatever you need to do, there's no doubt in my mind that Kansas City will be prepared to handle that event in 4 years.
Don't you feel, though, it's the type of city that people, like, Kansas City has this stigma where it's a cow town still. But when people come to Kansas City, they almost always leave here saying, oh, that was pretty cool. That was a lot much better than I expected. I think that's kind of what the draft does. It gives the city, not just the team, but it gives the entire city a chance to bring in. I mean, how many people, though, do you think really are coming in from out of town for the draft compared to people that are already living here? Because that's a question when it comes to infrastructure and hotels. Is there enough space for the draft in Kansas
City? Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt. I have no doubt that Kansas City is going to be able to handle the infrastructure of it. I don't have the answer of how many people come in. I saw that Nashville said they thought that 600,000 people were over the 3 days. I don't know how many of that is people that already live in the Nashville or Nashville area or out-of-town people. I mean, we're certainly going to find out.
I feel like if, what did we say, 700,000 people came out to that parade, if they have it, they will come, whatever the phrase is. Mm-hmm. I think in Kansas City, if you have something like the draft, everybody and their mom is going to be there. It's going to be absolutely packed. I can't imagine it failing in Kansas City. It seems like a perfect marriage.
Am I allowed to be worried about this?
Yeah, why though?
Like, is that okay? Because I don't want to be the guy that with the poop at the punch bowl over here, but I was there at the World Series parade. It was miserable. Like, anybody who was down there knows.
Excuse me? What was miserable about the World Series parade?
Were you there?
Yes, I was.
Were you at Union Station?
Yes, I was.
You couldn't move. There were no restrooms.
What do
to
you
go.
Think of parades like in Denver or Indianapolis or Miami? They're all the same. It's packed. When you talk about the space that you bring 600,000 to a million people together, that's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the same way everywhere. Like, there's a reason why it felt that way here specifically. It was miserable. And so my worry is that's what it's going to be like for the draft. They have 4 years. They have 4 years to prepare this thing. Like C-Dot said, the infrastructure should be good to go. But going to a place like Nashville or Las Vegas or Philly or Chicago, like, those are different events than when you host it here at Union Station in Kansas City. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about this event going well here specifically.
What's your biggest concern? Because I think to his point is if Kansas City can handle the parade and they can at least.
I don't think we handled that well.
At least.
I don't.
But we agree, though. The perception is that they handled it. You might disagree, but I don't hear a lot of people saying that the parade wasn't a good experience and that they didn't want
to
do it.
You need to talk to more people that were there. Because everybody has a story. Like, text line 69306. I'm very curious. What is your story from your day at the parade? Because there are a lot of people, most people have a story from the day when they were at the parade, whether it be it took them 7 hours to get down there because the traffic was so terrible, or they got down there and then it was miserable because you couldn't move, you couldn't get water, there were no restrooms. Like, there are a lot of people that have stories from that day that are not good. And so nationally, the perception is, oh my God, look how many people showed up for the World Series parade. That's amazing. And it's true. That was a really cool day for Kansas City. But locally, when you actually talk to the people that were there, and I know you guys were there, and so maybe we just have different stories from that day, it was not a good day for me personally.
I disagree. I think kind of like the draft, which is only going to come around once every 10, 15, 20 years in Kansas City with the rotation that it's under right now, if you're that lucky. I mean, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime type thing for a lot of us, kind of like the World Series parade was. I think people, CDOT, are willing to give up a day or 4 hours or part of their day, even though they know it's going to suck and they know the traffic's going to be terrible and they know there's not going to be a lot of elbow room for something like a World Series parade or the NFL draft. I think people are willing to give that up.
I agree with you, and it's only going to be one day. Believe me, it is not going to be the World Series parade for the Saturday of the NFL draft when they are selecting the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds of player. It's only going to be the Thursday for the NFL draft. It will be crazy a little bit on Friday because it's Friday night. The draft's in town. Second and third round have no clue how many Chiefs picks are going to be in there, what they have plans and all that. It's really only going to be crazy the Thursday of the NFL draft. That's really the only day they were talking about. And again, you're giving them 4 years to prepare. I will say this. If Kansas City cannot handle the NFL draft, we need to stop having any conversation about World Cup. Like, we agree, the World Cup is 15 times bigger than the NFL draft.
Yeah.
So Kansas City wants to host the NFL, the World Cup, and they want to be a big league city. If you can't handle the NFL draft, you are not prepared to handle the World Cup.
The World Cup really does bring people literally from all around the world, from all around the United States. Then you'd really have to talk about the infrastructure and the hotels. The difference between that and the parade, most of those people were going home to their own houses. So it's going to be curious to see how many hotels and infrastructure and restaurants and entertainment Kansas City is able to provide for that number of people.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Plus, we will give you an update on the Tyreek Hill situation as Roger Goodell spoke on it a little bit. Plus, the Chiefs did not get their overtime suggestion passed. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll catch up with Matt Miller, text line 69306. CDOT is a negative Nelly. I enjoyed not being able to move. I enjoyed seeing that much support for the club. There were plenty of restrooms as well. It wasn't even me.
That part, by the way, is just not true. That is not true.
How am I getting blamed for Brandon Kiley's takes? I make enough takes that upset you that I don't need to be blamed for other people's takes. I don't have a bad, like, I'll literally tell you my World Series parade experience.
Were you working that day?
I live downtown. Sure. So I woke up, like, this is the thing. So, okay, I live on Green. I don't want to tell you guys exactly where. I live on Green. I saw them setting up little guardrails, and I had no idea of what was going on. Like, I knew the parade was coming, but I had never seen anything like it before. There had never been a parade right in front of my apartment before. I then heard a lot of noise outside my window at 6:30 in the morning, had no clue what it was. I then opened up the window, and I swear to you, it was packed outside my apartment. I remember being mad at myself that I did not Airbnb my apartment because I would have made a lot of money. So I got up, ate, did all that kind of stuff. I walked to work. We did the show down on the Cashew Bar. I'm sure you guys know where it is, down on Gray. And so I walked from my apartment all the way down there. I did not have to drive. Then when the show was over, I walked back to my apartment.
So for you, it was great.
It was a perfect. So I have nothing bad to say about it. Now, I can't speak for anybody else's World Series parade experience.
So as long as you live downtown, it should have been really great and really easy. And you shouldn't have any issue finding a bathroom or anything.
I had an amazing one. We were at the Cashew. We had our own little section. We were overlooking Grand. I told the guy at the door who I was. We had our own table, had my own bathroom. I had a perfect World Series experience.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I can't speak for you. Like, many of you were at Union Station. I was not at Union Station.
It wasn't
I was watching it on television. It was great to watch it at Union Station. So don't call me a negative Nelly. I don't have anything bad to say about the World Series parade. I loved it. It was an amazing time.
The only negative thing that I have is it was impossible to find a toilet, and I may or may not have peed in an alley because I had to go so bad, and I refused to go in a porta potty. That's
it. For sure, like over 4 years, I'm hoping they can get the porta potty situation fixed. Like that should be number one on their priority list. Number two, maybe a new sound system downtown, because you couldn't hear anything if you were at Union Station and you were past like the fifth row back.
That's not asking so much. Some Johnny on the spots and some new speakers. What's a big deal?
Okay, I'm with you, Sean. I don't want you to paint me like I'm hating on Kansas City. I love
it. It kind of sounds like you were hating on Kansas City. At least according to the text line, I wasn't hating on Kansas City. I love Kansas City. You know, I'm the positive one on this show. If there's anybody who is established, they're the positive one on this radio program. It's me. I'm the positive one on this radio program. Just don't put me, don't call me the negative Nelly. I didn't have anything to do with this.
I think it's going to be very difficult to get those people from Union Station to wherever they want to go that night because the streetcar is great.
It's going to be popping, that streetcar.
And it is. Good luck getting on it. That's going to be the issue.
I'm about to be riding those little bird scooters. That's where I'm about to be.
That's what you're going to have to do. It's almost impossible, even when they're just having the like city market, if you're trying to ride on a busy day on that streetcar. Can you imagine the NFL draft?
Exactly. So there are going to be difficulties logistically with the draft being here. I'm rooting for it to go fantastically. I hope it's the best day ever here in Kansas City. I'm just worried. And I think there are some others in our audience that agree with me.
Don't you think all these cities have to figure it out, though? Don't you think Nashville had to figure it out on the fly? Don't you think Las Vegas is going to have to figure it out on the fly?
No, I don't think that Las Vegas will have to figure out how to have the NFL draft because they have the NFL draft seemingly every week in Las Vegas.
I'm just saying that cities that haven't had it, now maybe Las Vegas is not the best example, more like Cleveland or Nashville.
Yeah, no, Cleveland's going to have to figure it out.
I suppose, Las Vegas has probably had a couple of events before, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're going to be able to drive Uber with your 1995 Toyota Corolla.
They won't let me drive Uber in my car, bro.
I didn't know if that was, no windshield wipers, heat doesn't work, air conditioning didn't work.
It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. The car's just too old. You can only drive an Uber if the car's like less than 8 years old. My car's almost 20 years old, bro.
So you're going to well actually my joke here? Is that what's going on here?
Did
you going
to well actually my joke? My bad. He's here all week.
Let's go to NFL Network. Ian Rappaport had this to say about Tyreek Hill. If you did not catch up with it, Roger Goodell actually commented on Tyreek Hill earlier today. This is what he had to say.
That's right, Andrew. Some of the key things Roger Goodell said on the Tyreek Hill situation is they will not interfere with the court proceedings right now. Child Protective Services has an ongoing investigation, as by the way, do the local police. They have, of course, reopened their investigation into Tyreek Hill after the troubling audio came to light around the time of the draft. But Goodell also saying they will be speaking to Tyreek Hill as soon as possible. But of course, these investigations, Judy, can take time, and there are people wanting the NFL to step in and do something. There are people wanting the Chiefs to step in and do something. It sounds, based on Roger Goodell's comments, that nothing is going to happen until Child Protective Services makes their ruling.
Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and let's start to put two and two together based on the audio we just heard from Ian Rappaport. We agree the Chiefs are not going to do anything until the NFL does something. I think they've pretty much made that clear.
Yeah.
If they were going to cut Tyreek Hill by now, they would have cut him by now.
Sure.
I think they have all the information that's out there. I'm not saying there's not some secret recordings or some love letters or some videos that are out there that we haven't seen yet, but I think all the information that's been out there so far, the Chiefs have. And if the Chiefs were going to cut Tyreek Hill, it would have been after that KCTV5 audio recording. The fact that he is still on their team tells me that they are not going to do something unless they are forced to do something. So let's at least start with that. Tyreek Hill, he is going to be on this team unless something major happens or dictated by the NFL.
Completely agree with that. I think that's become really obvious. I think best case scenario for the Chiefs at this point, though, is that something happens sooner rather than later. Thank you, Captain Obvious, because we talk about all these different issues that the Chiefs have, right? Are they okay at linebacker? Are they okay at cornerback? On the offensive side, we just kind of assume that the offense is going to be in stride like they were a year ago, that they're going to average more than 30 points, and Patrick Mahomes is going to be great. I don't think that can happen unless Tyreek Hill's on the field for a significant portion of time. So I think that it's going to come down to that. We're talking about a huge difference here, whether Tyreek Hill's on the field or not, making this offense go.
Absolutely. And then just moving on, though. Like, the NFL, I think they essentially told you today, we are not going to do anything until the investigation is over. That was the vibe that I got. From what Ian Rappaport just said, based on what Roger Goodell said earlier today, I have the perception that the NFL is waiting for the child abuse case to be completely wrapped up. None of us have any clue when that's going to be. It could be tomorrow. It could be Monday after or Tuesday after the holiday. It could be sometime in June, sometime in July. I think the NFL essentially came out and said today, we are all in a holding pattern until the child case is over. My big question is going to be, why haven't you already begun the process of talking to Tyreek Hill, and what does it harm you to say, hey, Tyreek, we heard this audio, we're a little troubled by it, why don't you fly up here to New York, and we'll have the conversation, and then once the investigation's over. Now, maybe his lawyer advised him not to do that. Maybe that's why they haven't done it. My biggest question now would be, why hasn't the NFL already begun the process of talking to Tyreek Hill when what is he doing at this point? He is completely suspended from the Chiefs in any team organization. All he's doing seemingly is just working out on his personal time. Tyreek Hill has the free time to take 5 hours out of his day to go up to New York to have a conversation with you.
Because it's not the law, and the law operates fast. What do they say about a fair and quick procedure when it comes to getting in trouble with the law? This is not the law. This is the NFL. Roger Goodell is judge, jury, and executioner, so he decides what pace he goes at, and it seems like he's sitting on his hands. It seems like he's willing to say, we're going to let this thing figure itself out in the court of law, and then once that happens, we'll make a decision. That's playing with fire as far as I'm concerned. I'm a little bit surprised that Roger Goodell hasn't been more proactive opposed to being as reactive as he is being.
I don't really know if that's playing with fire from this regard. And I could be wrong. This is just my analysis on the situation.
And when I say that, just to clarify, I mean it's playing with fire, because if you keep waiting long enough and something doesn't happen, then the season starts or he begins on the commissioner's exempt list or whatever, and it becomes a 10-12 full season suspension, that's bad for the league. I get it. He's not a great guy, but he's a great football player.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's bad for the Chiefs. That's all I was going to say. We agree. The worst case scenario, it would appear now, is the investigation is still ongoing during the season, because I don't know if Tyreek Hill is playing football during the investigation. Based on what we have so far, I don't know why the Chiefs would then lift their suspension of Tyreek Hill if the investigation into child abuse is still ongoing. The best case scenario for the Chiefs and everybody involved, and I assume the NFL, is this thing gets wrapped up at some point during the summer. So we get some information, maybe July 15th, that this is over. Tyreek Hill can then go to New York, or Roger Goodell comes to him. They have that conversation, and then they come to their decision prior to the start of the NFL season. I'm just thinking, is the worst thing that can happen in my mind is this investigation go into October or a little bit later. I do not think that Tyreek Hill is going to play while this investigation is currently active.
No, if that was to happen, see that, I think he'd go on the commissioner's exempt list.
I agree.
And he would essentially be suspended. The problem with that is then they could still suspend you afterwards. So then we're talking about maybe what would have been an 8-game suspension becomes a 12-game, or a 12-game becomes a 16-game. That's the trouble with being put on that commissioner's exempt list. I don't think there's a scenario where Tyreek Hill would play just because nothing's happened with the law, nothing happened with the league, nothing happened with the Chiefs, and then week 8, something happens to him. I don't think that would happen. The only way that happens is if they say it's going to be 6 games or 8 games and he appeals, the same way that happened with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think he's going to play, and then 8-10 games into the season, they're going to suspend him. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think that happens either. Again, I do not think that Tyreek Hill is going to play while the investigation is active. So, at least from the Chiefs' perspective, and talking about it in a football context, it would be the best for everybody if the investigation of Tyreek Hill ended sooner rather than later. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest, and we will be joined by Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout from Bleacher Report to talk to him about the Kansas City Chiefs being awarded the NFL Draft in 2023. Matt Miller next is The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive, coming up in just a little bit, I have a little bit of a theory on why the Chiefs potentially got the NFL draft. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I have a question I want to ask Brandon Kiley, who has his concerns on whether Kansas City could handle the major event, which is the NFL draft. But first, here's your chance to win $1,000 on 30s on our national cash contest. Text the word WONDER, 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 to 72881. That's WONDER. If you want Chiefs talk and a chance to win $1,000 on 30s, where there's only one station in Kansas City giving you both, weekdays 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Paisley, the largest sports radio company in the world. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win is coming up in 1 hour, but why not go ahead and win right now? One more time for those of you that can't hear. WONDER, 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 to 72881. Your national cash contest code word 4430 is WONDER. Let's head to the phone line right now to catch up with Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. He does fantastic work with Bleacher Report. He's actually been to one of these things called the NFL Draft. Matt, how are you doing?
Doing, man. You know, I haven't been to an NFL draft since 2012, to be completely honest. Since then, I have been on camera covering the draft live every year. So, yeah, weird humble brag, right? But so I haven't actually seen a draft since I saw Andrew Luck and RG3 get picked. And then back in the day, I had to do stand-up videos, not like the stream of reaction that we do now. So I haven't watched a pick get made in quite some time, man.
Okay, well, you just kind of killed my excitement for talking to you. But I mean, you actually can answer this. Talk about the impact of having the NFL draft. I mean, you do talk to a lot of people who are around the process.
Yeah.
What is it like for a city to actually host one of these things?
Honestly, man, it's huge. And I'm very excited. You know, I live south of Kansas City, but I claim Kansas City, you know, it's my city, at least, you know, since I'm from a town. And I'm really excited for the people of Kansas City to get to host this. I'm excited for the world, the NFL world, to see the kind of party that Kansas City can throw, because Lord knows I have forgotten probably more than I remember from some of those weekends in Kansas City. So I'm excited about that. I think economically it'll be a boom to the city. Hopefully we have a new airport by then, not to come on and talk, you know, I know some heat of politics in Kansas City, but hopefully we have a new airport by then and people can really see what Kansas City has to offer, man. It's not, you know, not just a barbecue cow town. Like, there's great beer, there's great bars to go hang out at, and there's amazing fans. You know, I was at the World Series parade, like probably everybody else listening to this, and to see the turnout for that makes me think that wherever they decide to host this, and I would think it would be in that, you know, downtown area near Union Station, it's going to be wild, it's going to be crazy, and it's going to be packed. So I'm really excited for Kansas City. Look at what Nashville did. And I know Nashville is, like, known as a party town. You're already going to have a ton of people there. But, you know, they're getting 500,000 people in Nashville. I think Kansas City, with a couple of years of planning and a couple of years for all the hotels and everybody to put things together, I mean, there's going to be 500,000 people in downtown watching – hopefully watching the Chiefs pick 32nd overall.
Matt, it's funny you bring up going to the World Series parade, because Brandon is a little worried because of the World Series parade about Kansas City's ability to host an event that has this many people. Going to the parade and what you know about the NFL draft, how worried are you about Kansas City's ability to host that many people?
You know, I'm not worried about it, because I have talked to a lot of people over the years about, you know, I've been asked by people who work for the league, hey, what do you think about Kansas City getting a Super Bowl? And I'm going to make people mad. I've always been against it. I've always felt like the infrastructure wasn't in place from a hotel standpoint in terms of proximity to the stadium. The weather is incredibly unpredictable. But I think there's no way the NFL would give Kansas City the draft if they weren't really, really confident about their ability to do it. So, you know, whether it's, you know, whether they do this thing in the parking lot of Arrowhead and Kauffman, or they try to do it downtown, however it might be, they must be very, very confident about being able to get that many people in and to pack out an area. I remember when Nashville got it, and you know this, Carrington, I go to Nashville a couple times a year to vacation, and then I end up there for work some too, but I was like, how the hell are they going to do this? Like, how are they going to put that many people on Broadway that's already packed? And they didn't. They moved it away from, you know, to the north end, the east end of Broadway, to where it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I think with Kansas City, there's obviously some areas, you know, I assume it's Union Station. Maybe it's not, though, where they feel like, okay, we could pack enough people in here. I know one of the proposals for Nashville that might work for Kansas City was to have multiple locations, to not just try to have, okay, let's put 500,000 people in one spot. They were talking about spreading it out a little bit to where you might have 200,000 people here and 100,000 people in another place. And also, you know, those numbers are inflated. Like, you're not getting 500,000 people in one night. That was the total, you know, total visit over the 3-day span. So I think it'll get spread out enough to where the numbers might be like the parade, and hopefully, you know, there's more than a week notice to get something like that put together.
To me, Matt, the difference between the parade and the draft is, at the parade, those people were going home. Not a lot of them had to go back to their hotels. And we've mentioned Nashville a few times. Where do all these people come from? Is this more of a local event, or people coming in from all around the country?
At Nashville, people came from all around the country. I think, you know, with like Philly, it was much more local. Chicago was more local. But, you know, I know one thing that I've talked to people in the league about is, because, you know, like my podcast and, you know, what we do, like, we're known as tailgaters and people that like to go have fun. They've asked us, like, how do we market this as a guy's weekend? You know, how do we sell this as, you know, get your buddies and come watch your team, you know, make this pick that could change the franchise forever. So I think they're trying to figure out how to make the draft a destination as well. So that's why I said, like, I'm sure we'll see every hotel room in the downtown area booked up very, very soon. You know, as soon as people can, basically, those will get booked up. But I think there will be a lot of out-of-towners. You know, like, think about, like, where I live. You know, we're 2 hours away. People will drive up for that. People will fly in for that. People will, you know, drive from Indianapolis, Chicago, Wisconsin, Denver, maybe. You know, there's a lot of team and a lot of fan bases close to here that it's like, oh, Kansas City's not bad to get to. It's a very affordable city. You know, hotel rooms in Vegas, for next year are going for a grand a night. Kansas City won't be like that. It's an affordable destination. So I think that could really play into making it something that, you know, the average fan can go out and do.
Loaded question for you here, Matt, but why did Kansas City get the draft? Because of everything that you just mentioned, location, the people are nice, they haven't had it before, or because it's a great football town?
I think it's because it's a great football town, and you guys can send Mr. Mahomes a thank you card, because I don't think there's any way Kansas City gets the draft without Patrick Mahomes. He has lit the city on fire. Kansas City was always a great football town. We all know that. But Mahomes and the energy that he has brought to that city and to that franchise, I think plays a lot into it. You know, obviously, it's a storied franchise, you know, going back to the Hunt family and all that they've done for the NFL. I'm sure that that plays a big part in this, too. But, you know, the fact that you now have, and the NFL is so smart about this. I wish Major League Baseball was like this. The NFL recognizes what they have in Pat, and they are putting like a full, you know, full frontal assault on the idea. If we have the, you know, the hottest player in the game is also this super, you know, nice, easygoing, funny guy that, you know, never had a problem in his past. He's super easy to market, and they're rallying behind that. So I think it's really a little bit of everything. It's not, you know, so much one thing or the other.
Matt, last question. I'll get you out of here. It has nothing to do with the draft. I am still very worried about this team's cornerback situation. How worried are you about it?
I'm still very worried, especially now that, you know, if you're going to get Patrick Peterson, it'll be after 6 weeks of play. So I am worried about it. I am, you know, we were talking about this on the Six Football podcast that came out this morning. I'm so ready for the preseason, which I know just sounds stupid, but I am. And one of the reasons is, I know we're going to get like a vanilla Steve Spagnuolo defense for those four games, but I really want to see just how it looks, just to start to get some of an idea of who is going to be out there starting, what type of, you know, we're not going to see in-depth pressure packages, but just to start to get a feel for what this defense is going to look like. I'm with you, though, Carrington, man. I'm worried about the corner play, and I'm really, really hoping that, you know, guys like Kendall Fuller can step up, because that's the only way that they're going to be serviceable is for some of these guys that, you know, we all know and have seen play for the last couple of years. You know, Bashaud Breeland, Kendall Fuller, those dudes are going to have to step up and earn their money.
And that's Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. Go ahead and give him a follow. He also does great work for Bleacher Report, and check out his podcast, Stick to Football. Matt, always good talking to you, my man.
Likewise, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That's my guy, Matt Miller. Very happy to know that we are brothers when it comes to concern for the Chiefs cornerback situation.
He's so right when he talks about Patrick Mahomes. We give him credit for a lot of things, but I don't know that Kansas City gets the draft if they don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Let's talk about that, because I know we like to give Mahomes credit for anything. I think this has been in the works for a long time.
The man
prior
eats ketchup
to
sandwiches, okay?
I think this was in the works a long time. Let's talk about it, because I am very curious to have that conversation about Mahomes' impact on Kansas City getting the draft. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Keep it locked in right here. It's the draft.
Weekdays 2-6.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We just had Matt Miller on from NFL, or he's NFL Draft Scout. He is with Bleacher Report. He said that he thinks a big reason on why the Chiefs got the NFL draft in 2023 was because of Patrick Mahomes. Does ask a very interesting question. So why did Nashville get the NFL draft? They don't have Patrick Mahomes. They have the opposite of Patrick Mahomes. But that's neither here nor there. I think it's obvious why they got the draft. I think that the Chiefs took a bullet for the NFL. If we look at the teams that are going to London, it seems to be the same six teams. I don't see the Patriots giving up many home games to go over part of this international experience the NFL is trying to sell to you. The Cowboys are not giving up home games for the international mission of the NFL or Green Bay. So the marquee franchises, we agree, are not going over. That would certainly help grow the brand. Can you imagine if the Cowboys played a home, gave up one of their home games to play in London, how that could help grow the
it's
sport
always internationally? Jacksonville. Jacksonville's gone
it's
like
always
16
Jacksonville
years in a row.
Or Oakland or Detroit or Buffalo. It's always the same four or five teams that are going over there. I think that the Chiefs were willing to lose out on some short-term money and only having seven home games, and they got a wink-wink promise from the NFL that at some point it will come back around to you. I don't think that was an extra Monday night football game or an extra Thursday night football game. What can you get bigger from the NFL opposed to a Super Bowl? Which, let's be honest, Kansas City is never hosting an outdoor football game in February. That's just not part of the plan, I think, for the NFL. What can you get that's bigger than the NFL draft? I always think the plan was, if you're willing to do this for us, eventually when it comes time for us to make these kind of decisions, we will put you ahead of certain places. So I don't think Mahomes had nearly as much to do with Kansas City getting the NFL draft as giving up that game to London back in 2015.
I think that the NFL draft, though, was a consolation. I think that back when the Chiefs said that they would go play in London and give up the home game, that the plan was that their name would still be involved in the Super Bowl conversation. Now, I agree with you. February, Kansas City, no roof. It doesn't make a lot of sense to talk about the Super Bowl in Kansas City, but it did at the time. I think that the NFL goes, all right, we thought y'all thought you were going to get a Super Bowl. You ain't getting a Super Bowl, but we will give the NFL draft. That's how I see it. It's big. It's huge. It's as big as you could get not being the Super Bowl, but it ain't the Super Bowl, the NFL draft.
I mean, I wasn't a part of those conversations, but I would say if Clark Hunt thought that they were going to get a Super Bowl, then he got played. Because the only places that are getting Super Bowls either got roofs or there are much better cities in Kansas City. And I love my city with all my heart. But they were not putting an outdoor football game in February with no roof in Kansas City, Missouri. I could have told him that. So if that was your mindset of, if we give this game up, they will award Kansas City a Super Bowl, you got played from the beginning in that regard.
You probably did, but remember, the draft used to always be in New York, and then for a couple of years it was in Chicago. So this is a new idea that Kansas City would even be up for the draft. I think that the NFL is going, at this point, Kansas City, you should be thankful for having the draft. Back to his point real quick about Matt Miller and Patrick Mahomes, I agree with him. Now, Kansas City might have gotten the draft even if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, but doesn't it feel like there's excitement here in Kansas City like there's never been? I know you grew up watching the Marty Schottenheimer Chiefs really good, going to the playoffs. The Dick Vermeil teams were really excited.
How did Nashville get it then?
There was never this feeling. Well, I think that they got it several years before. I mean, they were awarded it not the year before, kind of like Kansas City. We keep talking about what's the infrastructure like. What's the infrastructure going to be like 4 years from now, I think is a better question.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I'm not trying. I mean, Mahomes does a lot. Like, now I feel like we're going to give Mahomes credit for literally anything good that happens in Kansas City. I think that I have no reason to believe that if Alex Smith was still the quarterback of this team, that they don't get the NFL draft.
No, but it makes it a lot easier for the NFL to go, all right, should we give it to Denver? Should we give it to Kansas City? Should we give it to this city or that city? Yeah, we'll give it to the city that has Patrick Mahomes and maybe has more excitement for their NFL team right now than any other city in the country.
Really quick, text line 69306, didn't New York get a Super Bowl? Is that not an open-air stadium? I think we can identify that Kansas City, Missouri is not New York. That is a big difference. So you're right. The only place they've had an outdoor game in a cold weather place has been New York. That's not the same as Kansas City. They are never getting a Super Bowl until they put a roof. Now, if they get a roof, they got a good chance to get one. I'll say they'll probably get one. Minnesota just got one. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be just warm weather places anymore, but you're not having an outdoor Super Bowl if you're not in New York.
Speaking of outdoors, how do you feel about where Kansas City is going to have the draft? Because they could have had it here. They could have had it there. Some people said PNL, which I don't think is big enough. Some people said Arrowhead Stadium, but it looks like they're going to have it kind of down by Union Station. You think that's the best, most obvious place?
I'm going to be honest with you. As long as it's not in Kansas, I don't really care where they put it, to be completely honest with you.
They ain't going to have the draft in Kansas. Are they going to have it in Lawrence?
No, I'm with you. I mean, as long as it's not in Kansas, I'm cool with wherever they put it. So if they want to put, you know, the seventh round and they do something special at Power and Light, cool. If they want to do something at the stadium, which I imagine they're going to do, I don't know how you can have this 80,000 seat venue and you just don't utilize it during this event. If you think it's that many people, especially when you're the host team, like, as long as nothing is in Kansas, I'm fine. I'm cool with wherever they put it.
Arrowhead actually would have made a lot of sense, because I think that part of the reason why Kansas City got it, yeah, they were next in line. Yeah, they're a major city when you talk about a top 30 media market, but they got it because of Patrick Mahomes, because of the football team, and because of the excitement that is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why Kansas City got it. It's not just because they've got an NFL team. They gave it to Las Vegas.
I mean, they're about to get one.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Vegas is about to get one.
And I guess they will have one at the time they have the draft. Yeah, so, yeah, good point.
Yeah, they're about to get one. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think that certainly plays a part.
Arrowhead, though, would have made sense. Arrowhead would have made a little bit of sense because, as you mentioned, the one concern that everybody has, including BK across the glass, is the infrastructure and how Kansas City is going to be able to deal with the space that they have. Based on the parade, it was a little bit difficult finding bathrooms, finding elbow space, fighting traffic. Arrowhead would make a lot more sense. You've got this 80,000-seat stadium. You've got parking for both Arrowhead and Kauffman. Hell, you could have it in the parking lot. There's a few places you could actually have this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if visually it looks pretty cool. Like, whenever they show it on television, if there are people just standing in the Arrowhead parking lot, and
that's not quite the same visual as Nashville. Huh?
Like, I mean, we agree. The visual of the city and the backdrop of it being red and them announcing the picks is going to be really
Union
cool.
Union Station is going to visually look stunning.
Agree.
Like, for the people that aren't here, I have no doubt in my mind, it's going to look amazing with the draft being held by Union Station if they do it the same way that we did with the Royals parade in 2015. That looked amazing. I mean, there are pictures that you can look up right now that look like a sea of blue right in front of Union Station. My issues are not what it's going to look like visually out there. I'm just curious what it's going to look like in terms of the people that are actually at Union Station. They've got 4 years. They've got plenty of time to be able to make sure that it goes off without a hitch. But the World Series parade did give me some concerns logistically how that'll go.
Two questions, BK, because you have much more of a concern than I do on how to make this work. Are you in favor of them doing a multi-venue kind of thing? Because what changes it about the parade in which we saw, which that's like the only real comparison we can use for this, there was just only one infrastructure. It was just everybody go to one place. We can agree in a, 3-mile radius, you have where we think the main event of the draft's going to be right there by Union Station and then the World War I Museum. You also have a streetcar that will take you to Sprint Center. Like, you can get to Sprint Center, you get the Power
and
Light.
20 closest friends.
So
yeah, the streetcar is not going to pack that much. I mean, it's going to help. It's better to have a streetcar than not, but I don't think that it makes that big of a difference. That streetcar, as BK
helps,
pointed out,
I mean, I don't want to argue about streetcar.
Close friends and family.
I don't argue about streetcar. It's better than not having it.
Yeah, it's just that's a no point. So you have Power and Light right there. You have the Sprint Center right there, and you have Union Station. I kind of feel like now with 4 years of planning, you can space it out. And you can do some things with now 4 years to plan it that Matt, to me, made a really good point. I wrote this down before, so I'm happy that he made it. I mean, the NFL co-signed on this. So, like, the NFL had the information from, I assume, that Kathy Nelson and then her team handed them the information from the World Series parade. And they had an honest conversation. Hey, the only time you guys done anything close to this was this. What worked? What didn't work? What do you think we can do to fix it? And the fact that the NFL signed up for this tells me they have a very strong belief in Kansas City's ability to pull this off.
Oh, I'm sure they do, and they should, and I'm hopeful that they can. There are some real logistical concerns based on what happened during the Union Station parade, and I was down there. I was one of the people that couldn't find a restroom. You couldn't find any water there because all the food vendors ran out of food about 20 minutes into it because there were too many people down there. Those are things that are easy to fix. You can make more porta-potties out there. You can get more vendors out there. There's stuff that you can do out there. That's fine. It's just like trying to get downtown. It was a disaster that day for people. They abandoned their cars on the side of the highway. That's going to be something I'm really interested to hearing from them. And it sounds like there's a press conference that's scheduled for tomorrow around 8:30. Sure, we're going to have all the information on that tomorrow right here on 610 Sports Radio. So we'll discuss it. But that's the kind of thing that I'm interested in hearing from them. Your idea of having it in multiple spaces, I'm all for that. I'm just curious what that looks like because we haven't seen that elsewhere. Elsewhere, it's been Philly had it on one street. Nashville had it on one street. Chicago kind of had multiple areas, but they really had it in one specific venue. Vegas is going to have it in one area. We've just never seen it handled that way before. So I'd be interested in listening to what that looks like. I've just never seen it.
No, you're right. And I mean, I'm not sure. I guess when it comes to size-wise, I mean, we also haven't seen a town or a city Kansas City size hosted yet either. Like,
correct.
Chicago's just bigger than Kansas City. New York is just bigger than Kansas City. Dallas is just bigger than Kansas City. Nashville is probably comparable, but Nashville has an area designed to handle that many people. Kansas City necessarily doesn't, so I think you got to be creative and you got to figure some stuff out. And again, they got a long time to figure something out.
We also, I don't think, ever got the exact numbers on the parade because some people say it was 400,000 people. Some people say it was 800,000 people. But I don't think there's going to be nearly as many people that go out to the NFL drafts. When we talk about infrastructure and the highways and the porta potties, yes, it's going to be an issue, but not nearly the issue that the parade was.
No, I don't think it's going to be that. And you guys, I mean, they're not going to be 800,000 people down there for the first round of the NFL draft, especially if the Chiefs are picking 29th in the NFL draft. It's just not going to be that many people down there. Maybe over the course of the 3-4 days that they do the event that, you know, people go down there for the second round because they don't want to deal with the traffic. It's not going to be all those people down there for one specific day. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.